to what you keep. Right. And uchsus, clothing, shnei masa chodesh, will let you keep the clothing for a year's worth of clothing. That's harder to buy clothing. Let you keep a year's worth. Mitu mitzvah, so then we take away money from you, we have to make sure we leave by you our bed with linen on it, the sandal, we leave your shoes by you, utfilin, we make sure you still have tefillin. Loi, only your own clothing and your own bed. But we do not leave over for you the money to buy all your wife's bed or your children's bed. That we take away for chayv. You have a chayv to pay up the erchin, we'll take away that. And the Moradashan's wife, I'm sukkim. It's only your own things we leave by you. Yeah, more human, let's say the person was a craftsman. So loisun loi shnei kli umnus. Mikol min umin. Every type that he needs, we have a right to leave over two of each type. Let's say the guy was a carpenter. So noisun loi shnei metzadim, let him leave over two axes. Or shnei megiris and two swords. Like you, up until now, the guy maybe had 10 of each. But now we have to take away and sell the rest, but two of each we have to leave over. Reb Lezer Weimer, Yemoy Icho, let's say he was a plower, he used to plow the fields. So Noisle Timli, he has the right to use his yoke that he puts on the animals. Chamola, so the guy used to rent out his donkey or carry things on a donkey. Noisle Chamor, we let him leave over his Chamor, we don't take away from him. That's his Panosa. Hoyuloy Min Echad Ruv, let's say the guy was a carpenter. And he had like 20 axes. But from sores, he only had one sore. So, Einam, we don't say, Limcher some ruble, let's sell from the axes, Vlikach minamut, and buy him another, he should have two sores. That we don't say. El Nesnoi Shnei Mina minam ruba. We leave him over two axes, that's true. But the rest, Vachol Sheshta minamut, if he only had one sore, so Pshat is this carpenter could work with one sore. So we don't say he has to be left over with two sores. Only if at the beginning he had a lot of each, then when we take away, we have to at least leave him two of each. But if he only had one sore, we don't have to give him more. Yeah. Hamakdish nechosiv, malon loy tefillin. Somebody's makdish is nechosim, so his tefillin, Rashi says the makdish is tefillin bechlal nechosiv, malon loy tefillin, means a poidoisim. We are supposed to redeem back his tefillin. Even though he meant to be makdish it, that much we have a din to be pointed with back for him, that the person should still have his tefillin. Yeah, my time with Yom Kippur, v'yimachu miyekecho, hachiyayu miyekecho midashin. That he's poor, but meaning, we have to keep him alive. So therefore, we can't take away everything. We have to make sure the person can still live. So therefore, he needs, if whatever tools he needs to live with, we have to let him have his tools, and the food for 30 days, and the clothing for a year. But more than that, we take away, we make him pay off his claim. So just again, the pshat from the last part of the Mishnah again, that it says, HaMakdash is Nechosav, Ma'alim is Tfilov, means that your Makdash or your Nechosim, see, your Tfilin is included, and your Tfilin also becomes Hegdish. So the pshat is what it means to say, Ma'alim is Tfilov means, we value how much your Tfilin is worth, and the money of it you have to give to Hegdish. So you have a right to keep your Tfilin, but the money of it you have to give to Hegdish.